Yes, sir.
Now, is that how were they?
Well, I believe it's two different beads that go around your neck, and one of them may be a little longer than the other one and hang down a little lower.
Nice.
I believe it's the way it was.
Uh-huh.
I never did fool with them much.
And if you bought a new shirt and took it out, your wife boiled it to keep it clean, sometimes it would what?
Well, they could always tell when it was standard boiling or not, and how much boiling.
Mm-hmm.
And used to put more starch in them than you do now.
Mm-hmm. But when they were new, if you boiled them and you couldn't get the collar buttoned?
Well, that'd draw it up.
Uh-huh.
It didn't draw it up then.
I suppose that happened pretty often.
Well, it did, sometimes.
And if you had your pocket full of, all kinds of things, some little kid might say, what do you got in your pocket?
Yeah.
They're all, but pockets are all
pushed out.
Uh-huh. Is it pushed out or closed out?
Yeah.
We talked about the meat that you had the other day, but I didn't get a chance to ask you about what you used the milk for. How did you get, you drink the milk, I suppose, but would you use milk for, make anything like clabber or?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. I've drank a million glasses of clabber. They'd set it up, you know, to clab it, and then cool it, and have it for dinner, supper, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right after you'd milk, what would you do with the milk to get anything out of it?
Well, you'd strain it.
Uh-huh.
You'd pour it in another bucket and have a strain over that and strain it.
Was that strainer a cloth or?
No, well, a lot of times it was, and then a lot of times it was metal.
Oh, it was a metal.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then you'd let it set, and then the clabber.
Yes.
And then how about? Did you ever make any cottage cheese, your wife? Or
well,
your wife?
I don't know if we ever made any. I've heard of it.
Uh-huh. And after you made some butter, and you kept it too long and didn't taste good, you'd say, well, that butter is what?
Too old.
Too old,
yeah.
Rancid.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That milk would clabber, you know, and then churn it. Put it in a big jar and have a dasher, you know, with a top with a hole in it for that handle to come up through, and just sit there and churn it. And it'd get your butter, and then take a spoon, a pat of one, and get your butter out. A pile of it, and then put your butter in place, and your milk in another.
Is that a boy's job? Or?
No, well, yeah, I've done it many times.
Yeah, that's probably
it could be both, woman and boy.
Kind of tiresome, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
How did you used to eat your eggs? How did you?
I always wanted mine done.
Uh-huh.
A lot of folks want them straight up.
Did you boil them or poach them? Or?
Yeah, I've eaten them all three ways.
Uh-huh. Did they, when they poach an egg, how did they used to do that? Did they just drop it?
I think so.
In some water?
Just in some water, I think.
Uh-huh.
And you boil them, you put them in a tea kettle, boiling water, you know.